Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, it is time to fix our finances once and for all in 2020. You know, the show is designed to help you. And as we start a new year, you want to always be thinking about this time next year. I don't want to look back and say, man, oh, man, it's another year past and I hadn't done this. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we are going to fix your finances in 2020 once and for all. And this show today is going to be geared around that. And I always tell people the most boring radio show is the best. And so I'm going to be boring today, and I'm going to give you the boring things that's going to help you fix your finances once and for all in 2020. And we got some things coming up that is going to, it's going to be exciting. I can tell you that when you hear what I'm going to announce. But anyway, with that being said, if you've got a pen and pad and you want to write something down, I'm going to give you notes that you can take. I'm going to teach you how to do things. But to begin with, there's five basic focus points that we're going to work on today to fix your finances once and for all for 2020. And the first one is this. You got to have a positive attitude and a winning mindset. We're going to go through how to have a winning mindset as you start your year off. Number two, we're going to protect ourselves from disaster. We're not going to have another setback that's going to set you back 6 months, a year, 5 years, whatever it is. Number three, we're going to develop income. This is a five-point plan to fix your finances. Number four, we're going to save and invest. And number five, we're going to give it time in order to make it happen. And so today's show is about getting started. Some of you right now maybe are worried about the fact that you're just not sure if you're doing the right things. You may not be sure that you've got enough money saved. You know, I had someone come in not too long ago, and they were, you know, worried. They were worried that they didn't have enough money saved at the time. They're 40 years old, and we started going through their finances, and they had $300,000 saved, and they told me what their, you know, financial independence number was, meaning monthly, what they wanted. I put it into my calculator. I inflated it out and all that kind of stuff, and I said, dude, you're done. You've already made that number. So what we need to do now, because, and he's saving money, he and his wife, they're still saving money, and they're like, wow, this is pretty cool. When can I quit? And we started calculating back, and we said, well, you know, you're somewhere rather than 65, you can do it at like 61. But you keep saving what you're saving. We can keep moving it forward. And what happened when I got through talking to this guy, they felt comfortable again. They had the answer. You know, one of the things that you want to do is always know where you're at, even if it's bad, all right, because you can't fix it. It'd be like walking into the doctor's office and you're sick and the doctor says, so what's bothering you? And you're like, you keep your mouth shut. Don't say a word. Don't say anything. Don't give me any indication as to what's going on because you just don't want to know, right? And then you go back home and you're sick and you're worried something's wrong, but you go back to the doctor again. This is every year. And doc says, what's the problem? Give me some of your symptoms. And you just keep your mouth shut and you turn right back home and you go back home and you worry every night because you think something's really bad, but you don't know. And then one day you decide, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to address my situation. I'm going to take a look and say, doc, here's what's going on. And you tell him, and he says, you're fine. You're great. Everything's going good. You're as healthy as anybody I've ever seen. And you've been worrying all that time. Or maybe you find out that you're not healthy. And he says, hey, you know what? It's not terminal because we're catching it early. And we're going to get something going and getting it fixed. So what we're going to do over this show today and in the next few shows, we're going to talk about fixing your finances once and for all. Once and for all, fix your finances. So let's start with developing the right attitude, a positive attitude and a winning mindset. So one of the things I was told early on is that you need to set some goals and you need to put them on paper. And so the first thing you do is you take a critical look at your finances. And what I mean by critical look, we take a look at where we're at. And where we're at is determined. It's really simple to understand. It's a balance sheet. And what a balance sheet says is we add up everything we have financially and minus everything we owe, and there's a number that's called your net worth. So what we do is we go in and we ask questions like, do we own a home? Yes. If you sold it today, what would it be worth? Do you have a mortgage? Yes. Write that down. Do you have any money sitting in the bank, savings accounts, CDs? Yeah, we list all that. Do you have any retirement plans? Yep, got a retirement plan. So we start asking these questions. We start putting it down on paper. Next thing you know, we're starting to get some idea of what's going on. And so then we find out if we have any other consumer debt. Do we have any property, any real estate, any of this kind of stuff? We add it all up, and presto, guess what we have? We have a balance sheet that says, here's what I'm worth. I've been working this many years. Here's where I'm at. And that's what we do. And so what we're going to do is we come back from the break. We're going to get into the balance sheet, work on the positive winning attitude, and we're going to get the finances fixed once and for all for 2020. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're back, and we're working on fixing our finances for 2020 once and for all. In today's show, we've got five focus points, and we're working on the first one. If you're just tuning in, it's called Have a Positive Attitude and Winning Mindset. And when we went, came out of the break, what we talked about was developing your balance sheet to find out where you're at. Most important thing you can do is take a critical analysis of where you're at. You may be in great shape. You may be in bad shape. Doesn't matter. That's where you're at. And so at this point, what you need to do is ask the questions to yourself. Say, what do I have? What do I owe? What are my assets? What are my liabilities? And then what we do, we have a balance sheet. And then from our balance sheet, we're then going to run a profit and loss. This is how businesses work, and this is your family business. So how do we go about doing that? Well, we're going to take our income sources. So you take everything you're earning that's coming in, and this would be non-retirement assets, non-investment related assets. This is pure income, unless you've got like rental property coming in. But most people, what they're doing, and if they're in the accumulation stage, what they're doing is they're saving money. They're not pulling from the investments. But when you have a rental property and you take that income, what I would recommend you do is either, if you like rental property, and keep in mind, owning real estate is a business. You're in the real estate business if you have a rental property. And so you need to have a profit and loss on that property. Whereas if you put it into a passive investment like a mutual fund or something like that, that is not a business. That's an investment. It's passive. Real estate is a business. Why do I call it a real estate business? Because if you own a rental property, you have to advertise it, you have to maintain it, you have to collect on it and do things like that, pay your taxes, do the repairs on the house, things like that. You got to interview tenants. And so it is a business, which is fine. My dad had tons of those houses, but he had a system, a business system. He had a full-time guy that worked just keeping all that stuff together. And so if you do something like that, that's fine. But what I would recommend you do is definitely, if you have a rental property and you're getting income off of it, reinvest that money into something. Maybe take the rental income, put it into an ongoing investment, okay, maybe in a mutual fund or something like that. But what we're going to do is we're going to run a profit and loss based on our current conditions. So what does that mean? We're going to say, okay, we make this much money from our job, spouse makes this much money, and we have one house, rental house we've got, it's making this much money. That is our income source. So we look at our income source, and then from there, and this is based on current conditions, we're going to take a look at our outgo, and we're going to find out that we got $92,000 coming in, and we've got $96,000 going out. That's the reason that we have $26,000 in cars and credit cards. We've been doing this for a period of time. And based on what we're doing, if we don't change, what's going to happen is we're going to get deeper in debt, and it's not going to end well. So now what we're going to do, we're going to say, all right, we have our balance sheet. We have our profit and loss on our family. We're going to take a look, and we're going to focus on making some changes. And we're going to make these changes, and the changes are going to be focusing on raising our income and cutting our expenses. So we're going to come in and say, all right, 92 in, 96 out. Let's cut 10% of our cost. How are we going to go about doing that? We're going to look at all the things that we can absolutely live without that if we didn't own them now, we wouldn't go buy them. All right. So I tell people it's real simple. If you want to get your budget in place, first thing you do is you take your income and then you fire all the expenses. If you have a business, you fire all the employees and all the expenses. And then you rehire back those expenses and employees that you would want to hire and not just let them go. Because sometimes what happens is we say to ourselves, man, I've got all these things, and if I were to ask you, say, if you didn't own it, would you go buy it? I have people that buy stock, and they say, well, I paid $80 a share for this stock, and it's worth $40, and I'm going to sell it when it gets back to $80, when it comes back up. I say, oh, okay, I got you. I got that plan. Here's my question. If you didn't own the stock at all, and you had this $40,000 worth of stock in the bank, would you go search this company out and buy it? And you know what they always tell me? No. I say, yes, you would, because that's what you're doing right now, right? You're making a decision to keep going where you're going. So, guys, what you do is you focus on raising income. You say, this job, I hate my job. It stinks. Why? Fix it, right? So we're going to raise our income, we're going to cut our expenses, and we're going to go from making 92 in and 96 out to 110 in and 80 out. How about that? Now we got a $30,000 gap. We're going to take that gap and we're going to take and say, 1 year from now, where am I going to be? And guess what? You're going to start getting positive. You're going to start getting excited. You're going to say, man, I made some changes. You know what's going to happen? I'm not going to be broke anymore. I'm going to be out there in a positive situation. Look where I'm going to be 1 year from now. So then what you do is you write out 1 year from now. If everything goes like I'm saying, I'm going to raise my income, cut my cost. I'm going to take that difference. I'm going to look at my net worth statement, and I'm going to, a year from now, my net worth is going to go from this to this. And my cash flow is, I'm going to have this big gap in there. I'm going to start saving money. And now I'm like, I'm getting motivated. I'm excited. I've got a winning, positive attitude now. I'm not sitting there sucking my thumb wishing that something would change, because what am I doing? I'm making changes. Then ultimately, we're going to calculate, if you hadn't done this, and we help people do that, your financial independence number. And that's the year you can quit, to where you say, hey, guess what? Life is good. I'm calling it a day. I'll never run out of money ever again. I can do the things I want to do and move forward. So now, with that being said, then you go to the last part of the winning attitude. You create a written plan. It's a written plan. I would recommend you go buy a book called Think and Grow Rich and go look at that book, and it gives you the six steps. I did this back in 1985 when I was broke, totally broke, and I projected out 10 years later where I was going to be. And then every day I woke up and I would read that goal list, and I would, when I got negative and worried and all that kind of stuff, I said, no, I'm not going to let that happen to me anymore. No, that's not going to happen. I'm not letting that happen ever again. I am going to stay positive, stay motivated. Anytime I get to worrying, I'm going to read my goals. I'm going to get this thing going. It's going to happen. Absolutely going to happen. No question. I'm going to raise my income, cut my expenses. I'm going to get financially free. Things are good. Life is good. I'm going to kill it. I feel great, right? That's what happens, because you're now, you got a plan. You ought to be feeling good, right? You ought to say, man, this is cool. I finally figured it out. That kind of deal. And so what we do is we help people do that stuff. That's why you should listen in. Often go to Roy Matlock Jr. and listen to the podcast, because what we're going to do is fix our finances once and for all. When we come back, we are going to move into focus point number two. And what is that? We're going to protect ourselves from disaster. So stay tuned. We will be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and talking money to start the year out, fix your finances once and for all, 2020. That's what I do on the show, the most boring show that you learn something. Take notes. We just got through finished with focus point number one, a positive attitude and a winning mindset. We're not excited. We're motivated. We got our goals on paper. We know where we're at. We've taken the time to take a critical analysis of where our finances are. We have a balance sheet set up. We have our profit and loss for our family. And we've made changes by raising our income, cutting our expenses. We now have a gap. Once that gap is there, we have a quality of life gap that gets better all the time. And then we get excited because a year from now, we know where we're going to be. We're going to be better off. We're not going to be sitting there next year saying, man, I got to get my finances fixed, because you got them fixed. And then you get it, put it on paper. you do some reading, like Think and Grow Rich and a bunch of other good books on money, and you have those goals in front of you, and you say, okay, I'm excited. I'm moving forward. It's fun. I finally got the direction going I need to go. So focus point number one is you got to have a positive attitude and a winning mindset. You can do it. It doesn't matter where you start from. Here's the thing. The best time to start is now. That's what you got to remember. You don't want to put off anything. Procrastination costs you money. Procrastination is the enemy of achievement. Procrastination costs you money. Just remember that. If you procrastinate, it's not going to get any better. So stay focused. Get on there. It's going to happen. Number two focus point, protect yourself from disaster. Now, guys, let me tell you one thing that I don't get excited about. I don't get excited about that draft that hits my checking account to pay my insurance. I don't like that one bit. You know, if I could do away with every insurance company on the planet, never have to do that, you know what? That would be great. I've never got motivated by paying my premiums. My car insurance premiums come due, and I don't say, man, I'm excited. But what I do know is this, that if I don't do some basic things to protect myself from disaster, then my whole financial plan can get completely destroyed right off. So focus number two is we got to work on the basics. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're getting started or if you're at or near retirement or you're even retired. I don't care if you hit your financial independence number. You still got to do basic things because you don't want to go backwards. So here are the basics. You got to have income protection. What is income protection? Income protection is called life insurance. My recommendation is to buy term life insurance. Term life insurance has strictly death benefits to it, and the premiums are less expensive than a similar whole life or cash value policy at the age that you purchase it. The idea of income protection is this. We go out and we say we're making 80 grand a year. We're 45 years old. If we never get a raise, we have 20 years of earning power till our retirement age. If we're making 80 times 20, 80 grand times 20, our gross income is 1.6 million. That's what's going to be happening if we don't get a raise. If something happened to you and you've got family and you've got liabilities, you got all those kind of things, then your family's dependent on your income. So if you're not here, you buy life insurance and it's a calculation. We say, well, what would be a lump sum right now that could be put aside that could pay out with interest over the next 20 years my income? And we may come up with a number that says 900,000. So you need 900,000 of coverage, and that will provide you 20 years of $80,000 a year, whatever that number is. And what you do is you do a financial analysis of your income protection needs. Next thing you do is you buy health insurance. Now, there's a lot of ways to buy it. You know, you've got the government website. You go in and you got that kind of thing. You got everything to do with it. But here's what I tell people on health insurance. If you're buying it on your own, then here's what you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about, let me get self-insured as much as I can and cut my cost on health insurance. I'm going to pay for all it. So I always recommend, if possible, that you get a catastrophic coverage. All right, what that is a high deductible. I've always done that. And then I go negotiate with providers on things that I need. You know, I pay cash in advance. Doctors will give you discounts. Hospitals will give you discounts. So what you need to be thinking about is that. But what if you have a major catastrophe? You're in an auto accident or something like that. Well, you've got an emergency fund, and maybe you've got a $5,000 deductible, but then after that, it pays 100%. So go in and study your health insurance. One of the things I tell people is this: always know what you're buying. That's the key to it. Real key. Always know when you buy something, especially an insurance product or any kind of financial product, if you can't explain it to your friend what you bought, then you need to go back to the person that you met with and get them to detail it in a way that you completely understand it. You don't want to be walking around with your head in the sand, not understanding if something happens, what's going to come down the road. So what we do, see, this is part of fixing our finances and sleeping good at night. You want to make sure you sleep well. That's the key to it. And the way you do that is you understand what you're putting your money into. You make sure that you understand that you've got the proper income protection and you know your family and your children, if something happens to you, would be okay. Have you ever had a situation where you had a near miss? Maybe you veered off the road or you did something like that and you're like scared you to death. Well, see, some people's near misses end up becoming a loss of life. And that's why you buy income protection. So your family, if you have something like that happen, you buy health insurance. In the event something happens, it doesn't wreck your finances. Then once we do the basics of protecting, we're going to also get on a cash flow plan. And that cash flow plan is going to allow us to make sure we spend less than we make, kind of going back to that written plan. We're going to spend less than we make, and we're going to save that gap. We're going to have the money set aside in advance so we know what we're doing. Each week we have our allotted amount of money, so it's not a hopefully kind of deal. We're going to spend less than we make. We're going to have 3 to 6 months of an emergency fund set aside if we lose our job or we have some kind of major medical situation. And then we're going to always make sure that we eliminate bad debt. Any bad debt is debt you can't afford, and debt that is tied to things that go down in value. So we're going to have the basics of protecting ourselves from disaster: income protection, health insurance, cash flow planning, an emergency fund, and debt elimination. We're going to do that. And then once we do that, we're going to move and get on track with other things. There's a couple more we're going to talk about when we come back from the break, like disability insurance and long-term care. When you get a little bit older, you might do that. But the bottom line, focus point number two, is we're going to protect ourselves from disaster. Stay tuned with me. We got 5 points that we're going to try to get to today on fixing your finances once and for all, 2020. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this: if you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymountlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are talking about fixing our finances once and for all in 2020. It's a new decade. How about that? I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to take 2020 and make it happen, right? 2020 vision. And that vision is the vision of getting our finances fixed once and for all. And focus point number one was have a positive winning attitude and get your goals in place. Get excited and motivated. It's a new year. You can do it. And there's steps to do it. If you're just tuning in right now, you know, one of the things you can always do is listen to the podcast. This thing will be up on the podcast pretty much this week. And you'll be able to go back and review this. It's 5 points, and it looks like, you know, I always get long-winded and detailed and, you know, that kind of deal. So we're not going to get to all of them. So this will be a two-part series, maybe a three-part series. I don't know. It's just according to how much blabbing I do on the radio, because I know that, you know, I just get excited about getting things fixed and on track. You know, what I do is prior to the end of the year. Some of you right now, it's, you know, it's a new year and you're like, golly, I never did anything. Well, guess what? We're going to help you. But, you know, I always do the same thing. You know, I check everything out. You know, I shop some of my, like my health insurance. I just had somebody this morning, you know, I told them, I said, fine, I want to shop around, see what I got here. Cause I know how these health insurance companies, I mean, they're going to get you by, they'll raise their rates and you get used to it. And then the next thing you know, so I did that kind of thing. So bottom line is, focus point number two is protect yourself from disaster. Basics: buy income protection. That's term life insurance, health insurance. Look at your deductibles and your coverages. Have a budget, which is a cash flow plan where you spend it on, you get your whole system set up to where you're ahead of the game. An emergency fund, 3 to 6 months of expenses. That allows you to raise deductibles on your insurances and stuff like that. We're going to eliminate debt. Best way to eliminate debt is to spend less than you make going forward. That allows you to free up some money to go apply toward getting out of debt. And, you know, debt is the acid that kills your ability to do anything. I mean, if you're locked down in debt, you got to figure out what to do. You may need to sell something, make some extra money. You need to get a plan in place. You can, when you're getting out of debt, and this is bad debt. Bad debt is debt you can't afford. It's keeping you up at night. Your lifestyle needs to get adjusted. You got all these different things. But the bottom line is you got to get rid of debt because it causes you to be at risk all the time. And so how do you get out of debt? You got a couple things you can do. First off, you make sure that you're not continuing to borrow more. You get that under control. And then, you know, I tell people you got a couple ways. You can do what is called a debt snowball, and you do that. That's where you line up your largest to smallest, account, and you pay all the additional money toward the smallest. When you eliminate one debt, take that money, eliminate the next debt, till one day you get it together. I've been teaching that for, I don't know, 35 years, something like that, to show people how to create that debt snowball, you know. And so I've been seeing people do that all the time. I mean, that can be done. That's one way of doing it. And the second way you can do it, you can debt consolidate, and that's where you have a home equity line. Maybe you have a bunch of equity in your house, and you've got made some mistakes. You got 30 grand in junk, and you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to clean it up once and for all. Now, understand that if you have not fixed the cash flow plan and you do that, then what you're doing is effectively just using your house equity as a credit card. So you're charging up your credit card. I always tell people, hey, debt consolidation in many cases can work, but you just need to make sure that your cash flow plan is in place. And then what you do is you're cleaning your balance sheet up. So your balance sheet's going to go look like this. You got $10,000 in car payments and credit cards and junk like that. And you got $100,000 in equity in your house. And you go in and you say, oh, it's 30 grand. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do $30,000. I'm going to pay off my cars. And you might even go as far as, because it's not financially the thing to do, you might say, I'm going to get 40 out. I'm going to have 10 there. That's my emergency fund. So now my balance sheet looks like this. I got an emergency fund. I'm clean of debt down below. I've got a mortgage. I'm got a cash flow plan. I'm saving money every month. I'm fully funding my retirement accounts, whatever. And now my whole balance sheet looks better and it feels better. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on raising my income, continue to cut my cost, create a gap, really start saving. Sometimes you can do that by consolidating. And if you do it, you know, many times I've seen people consolidate. Additionally, what they do is they go and take that consolidation, maybe refinance their original loan because it's high interest rates. So you start looking at all these different things. But the bottom line, those are basics that you do: income protection, health insurance protection, cash flow plan, emergency fund, debt elimination. Additionally, you may want to look at disability insurance. I have a friend of mine who was a doctor, and he was a big income earner, but hurt his back, and he couldn't continue being a surgeon. And he had disability insurance in place that allowed him to get paid all the way to age 65 because he couldn't do what he was doing. He could continue to do other things, all right, but because he was unable to do what he was skilled in, he was able to get full disability, all right, and was able to, you know, at an early age in his late 40s to be able to do that. And that disability income changed his whole life. And so you can buy different types of disability. You can buy the type that is specific to you. If you can't do your job, you can do other things and you pay more for that. Or you can get just pure disability, and that's how that works. Long-term care insurance is another one. If you're at or near retirement, that's to protect you against going in a nursing home. And you purchase that a lot of different ways. You can buy the length of time it pays, the amount of money it pays. You add inflation to it, and that tells you, you know, the pricing. But the bottom line is this: that's part of a financial plan that has to do with what other incomes you have coming in. If you want to be self-insured to some degree, you would buy something that has a longer waiting period. It's less payout, thus less premium. So you go in and you start saying, okay, if we had two households right now, how would our finances look? And why do we call it two households? Because maybe one of you is in the nursing home and the other one's still living at home, those kind of things. And long-term care would be something you might consider. What does it cover? It covers in-home health, it covers assisted living, and then also it covers long-term care, like if you go in a nursing home. So those are things that you start looking at. So now we've protected ourselves from disaster. The third thing we're going to do is we're going to develop income and become a 2%er. Now, when you start developing income, you got to understand the way income works. Income is built on one of four ways. The first way is this. You're an employee. You have a job. So you could go to work for somebody. You could say, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. I don't like being told what to do. I'm that kind of guy. You know, I would get fired every day if I had a job. I'd say, you know, I don't want to show up. It's kind of like I saw that little clip on the internet, the millennial job interview, and they're like, you got to be here tonight. She's, no, that's too early. All right. And that's kind of me. You know, I don't think I want to do that. But anyway, if you have a job, that's a way you earn your money, and you have to operate a certain way if you have a job, right? Another way, you could be self-employed. That's where you own your job. The self-employed guy, what do? They're a dentist, a lawyer, they're a hairstylist, real estate agent, something like that. Salespeople, commission only, all that kind of deal. You know, they're in the gig economy. They, you know, got little side gigs. They do all that kind of stuff. People do that because they want freedom. They would rather be in a position to be their own boss than to be in a position where somebody told them what to do, even doing the same job. All right, that's cool. You can do that. You own a business. That's where, you know, I read about the story behind Starbucks. The guy, you know, he sold coffee, and next thing you know, he saw this one, you know, coffee place that had lots of room for people to hang out. It's kind of a gathering place. It was called Starbucks out in Seattle, and he ended up buying it. He saved his money and went to work for him. Cut him a deal, ran it. Next thing you know, he owned it. Next thing you know, he expanded it. And then now today, dude's making like 10 cents per cup of coffee 10 million times a day because he's got people everywhere, business everywhere. And that's called building a system that is separate and apart from you, so your time and money are not the same. And so we got those kind of things going on. We've got the ultimate goal is you want to own enough assets to be able to live off of your investment income, and you're living the dream. It's completely like that. So basically what happens is somehow, some way, you have to get it in your mindset that the income side is a big piece of what's going on. And so I tell people, let's become a 2%er. What's a 2%er? A 2%er in most cities is you get your income to $300,000 a year. You say, man, I'm only making $50,000. How do I do that? Well, you got to get great at something. You got to learn something and have a skill set and apply it and make sure that whatever that skill set is in, it's something that you can make big money in. Why wouldn't you go do that? Why wouldn't you go be a 2%er? And so I hope you've enjoyed today. This is the beginning of fixing your finances, and we are going to continue to work on these five focus points over the next several weeks. I'm going to continue on helping you get your finances fixed once and for all. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. I'll talk to you next week.